have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek, episode E3 2016! We're kind of taking a little detour. This week, we're preparing for a giant con down in Houston. It's called Comic Palooza. We have a booth this year, so we didn't put together a full show because also this huge show out in California just happened called E3. It's all about video gaming, so I'm sorry if you're here for the movies, if you're here for some funny, you wouldn't be real here anyways for any of that.
Wow.
No, you'll get some funny out of this, but if you're here just for the movies and for Misconnections, you're not going to get it this week. I'm sorry.
Yep. Sean couldn't make it. He's busy. Yeah. He's at E3 trying to meet some chicks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait for E3 Misconnections.
It's going to be fucking awesome. So this week we're talking E3. But before we get to that, I mentioned Comic Palooza. I want to mention it again. Come down this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's in Houston, Texas, at the something-something convention center.
I think it's the Henry B. Gonzalez.
No, that's Antonio.
That's Antonio?
That's Antonio.
Shit!
That is San Antonio.
It's like the same thing. It's like something G. Gonzalez or something like that.
It's the biggest one in the town, in the city. You'll find it. We'll be there at booth 308. Come find us and say hi. Enter for a chance to win an Xbox One, some Nintendo 2DSs, some pop figures. We're also giving away some T-shirts, some stickers, some prizes and gifts galore.
Yes. So,
The big one is, of course, and we're also giving away two tickets to next year's Comic Palooza. So if you're a fan of the Comic Palooza, you can win 2 3-day passes for you and your honey or you and your kid, and come out and have a good time.
Yeah. So I'm super hyped.
I think I am too. I am too. We have Ryan here. He's in the building. Kevin's going to be here in studio live this Thursday. And then Doug will be with us in a car Thursday as well.
Yep.
So there's that. All right, boys and girls, let's move on to the big interesting news. E3 just happened. And it's still happening. E3, let's see, Nintendo did today, right?
Yeah, Nintendo was this morning.
Yeah. So all the big three have done their conferences. And all that's left is a couple developers, but everything else is done. So let's review some stuff before we jump into it. I do want to give a shout out to Serious Sam, the Serious Sam developers. They actually are developing Serious Sam 18,
something like that. Feels like it, right? So,
yeah, right.
I think it's number 4, right? I think it's 4. Yeah. And they're going to put some VR into it, but Facebook came to them and said, "Hey, be exclusive to us on VR, and we'll give you a shit ton of money." And the devs said, fuck off. And there's a huge... If you go to Reddit, there's this huge thing going on right now. It's pretty much saying, fuck Oculus, fuck Facebook, how dare you? And they're getting a ton of backlash, man. A ton. Okay. Yeah, it's called the HTC Vive subreddit. It's called fuck Facebook, fuck Oculus. And so... And then,
it'd be funny if it was a Facebook page.
Well, that's where the dev came and posted and said, you know, they came to us and they offered us a shit ton of money. And we said no, because we want open platforms. And they said, you know, the HTC Vive isn't, you know, it's not the end all say all perfect solution, but at least we get to choose where we want to put VR. And that's on the console or on the HTC Vive. And with the with Oculus, it's a walled off system. So, and it's kind of sad because it's kind of going back to what we saw in the 90s, which was exclusivity, which isn't a bad thing for some stuff, but for like third party games, I think it's a huge problem. I don't like it. But Oculus did have a response, and they said, we have regularly offered developers financial grants to help fund early development of new titles. PR, put out the fires. Mm. So I stand with the devs that say fuck Facebook and Oculus.
Yeah,
and say fuck Facebook Palmer really fast.
Fuck Facebook, fuck Facebook, fuck face.
Fuck face.
Fuck face. Fuck Facebook.
Fuck face. But we'll start here. Okay, so the first one's up. EA kicked things off a couple days ago.
Yep.
And man, did they kicked it off in some pretty good directions. Let's start with Star Wars.
There wasn't a lot for Star Wars, right? I mean, they've got the top EA. What they were like given the Star Wars
exclusive
universe
exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive.
Two years ago,
and while they've done some mobile games, we've only gotten like one real Star Wars title from them. We say exclusive, but Lego games. But they obviously they're working with them. But the Lego franchises, Telltale. No.
Traveler's Tale.
Yeah. What did we see from Star Wars? We saw the new Battlefront crap coming out, and they've got all these other different studios working on games, but really not a lot of footage, not a lot of anything. So,
but what we did see was actually pretty incredible. That little 10-second scene that Visceral is doing. Holy shit. You remember that where he walks out, this guy walks out from maybe a cantina. He's definitely on a desert planet. Most likely it's going to be, I can't think of it now. Help me out here. What planet?
Tatooine.
Most likely Tatooine walks out and sees some TIE fighters fly overhead. And it looked beautiful. Now it could be rendered in, no, it said in game.
It did say in game.
Yeah, most likely built on the Frostbite engine, which makes things look really pretty, and that looks really good. But we have no release date, and it's probably really far out. So we won't likely see any other new Star Wars game other than Battlefront for probably a year or two.
I'm guessing next EA they'll have something aside, because obviously they'll have Battlefront 2 next year. But at this point, other studios have been working on stuff for about a year or two. We may start seeing stuff next year. But again, what we're going to see next year is going to be like, hey. An announcement thing, and then the following year is when we'll actually see.
So 2018 is when we're guessing we're going to see a brand new, like, it's going to be a third-person view Star Wars action adventure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. And I think they said that twice. I think Visceral was doing, like, the third-person, like, action adventure, and then there was another studio that they mentioned that was also doing an adventure game, which I like that, because while I do enjoy, like, the Battlefront games, and I'm excited for the new one because they're bringing back the single-player stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
story is important.
Yeah, I want a story, and I don't necessarily want an MMO. Like, a KOTOR 3 would be fucking awesome. I know it's not going to happen, but, like, something like that would be great. With a great story, right? Like, that's what it needs to be.
Get Obsidian back in there, man. Those guys can make some great games.
Oh yeah,
they made part two.
Yeah,
let's see what else was announced here. FIFA 2K17.
No. Spike Lee what was it? Spike Lee presents FIFA 2K17, executive produced by Jay-Z.
Yeah, it was FIFA's new game. It's got its own storyline where you start as a kid from the slums or something, and you work your way up. And it was literally the same fucking thing as NBA 2K16,
which all you PlayStation 4 users can get for free right now if you're a PlayStation Plus member.
Oh yeah, 2K16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can, and it has the Spike Lee story. So I would figure that it's going to play out the same way now. It is very funny that they're following this trend. I thought that they would do this with Madden before they did it with FIFA. So I'm kind of surprised, but maybe they're testing. I mean, FIFA sells way more than Madden, though. So maybe
FIFA
that's why
sells way more than Madden.
So maybe that's why they're doing it. They're like, fuck it, we'll go with FIFA first.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's good, but it looks pretty generic, and it's probably following a really rigid path, and not much actual like RPG. Storytelling elements, but
it literally looked like the exact same thing.
It did,
and I was unimpressed.
It did. Speaking of RPG, Mass Effect was announced. It's brand new, Andromeda, but it is not gonna. It's not gonna be out for a long time. It's still in development hell. They've lost writers. They showed some really cool stuff and some really cool ideas, but. I don't see this coming out until at least 2018, 2019.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you like you see the trailer and they're just throwing like all this like we're gonna do this and you're gonna get to do this and there's more exploring and more traveling and more planets and more creatures and blah, and you're like, and you're seeing like concept art and like some like rendering like stuff that's been rendered and stuff, so you're like, okay, yeah fuck I yes know. I can get behind this. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I'm excited to be here again. That's a huge fucking ship, like this is awesome. But then yeah, when it's all said and done, you're like, but that all that stuff could have been from like Mass Effect 3, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they could have just like cut that out of that game and then like changed a couple things, re-rendered it, and been like, Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, and I was really, I know Kevin was really hoping for a remastered or remake to hold us over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really, that would have been fantastic. Yeah. I would have loved it.
But unfortunately, we won't see that. What we will see is a Titan 2 Fall that is going to be coming out in October.
I'm sorry, what?
Titan 2 Fall. Titanfall 2. this one actually looks really interesting because there's going to be a single player offline campaign. And that, I was really into the first game. I don't know if you guys played it, but I had a fun time with the multiplayer, and it showed a lot of promise. Unfortunately, I didn't have any friends to follow me into the game, so it kind of like I felt very alone. And the downside of the first game was that there was a lot of AI that I really wanted to be actual players, so you can only do like a 6-on-6. So hopefully they turn it up a little bit, and you can do a 12-on-12. Obviously have a lot more maybe customization options too. The one cool thing is that you're going to be able to get all the DLC for free, and they're not going to charge for any of that stuff, so yeah, that'd be cool.
I did like what I saw, that there was some cool like it was like a grappling hook, like there was some stuff that was happening. Like,
you get
that
a grappling hook
that looked awesome, it looked fun, and like you said, hopefully they
Call of Duty's doing a grappling hook now too as well. It's like they fucking copy each other.
Every fucking time.
Titanfall came out first, and then it was like, hey, we're running on walls. And then COD came out, and they're like, hey, we're running on walls. And then Titanfall 2 is like, hey, we got a grappling hook. And then COD is like, oh, hey, we got a grappling hook.
Like, what I the got fuck? You too?
you too? You got it?
Shit.
So, it's funny.
Oh, man. Speaking of which, if we can talk about Call of Duty for a second, I thought it was fucking hilarious last night. I don't know how you guys felt, but the people in the theater last night at the Sony Experience for Call of Duty, they M. Night Shyamalan the whole crowd.
Really?
They fucking showed this trailer of a really cool space shooter. Guy gets into a ship, space combat.
Oh my God.
Fucking doing amazing stuff. Flies out of the ship, kills a bunch of people, fucking goes back into a ship, kills a bunch of people more. And everyone's like, holy shit, what is this game and how awesome is it? After being the most fucking hated game on YouTube.
Oh my God.
Guess what? Boom. Dude, okay. Call of Duty.
I got to admit something. Doug and I were watching this. We had the same reactions. We're like, holy fuck, this is a must buy. Like, holy fuck.
What the fuck?
What
game
the
is
fuck
this?
Is this?
And then went Call of Duty, and we both went, oh.
Yeah, we both went.
Exactly. The whole theater went like that too. Like, there was like one guy that was like, yeah. And the rest of the theater was like,
oh, we're like, oh man, I thought we were gonna get something really good.
Cause it looked awesome.
They fucking they sold me on it. It looked great.
Oh, so you are gonna buy it?
I mean, I unfortunately buy
God
Call of Duty every
damn
year.
It,
I'm,
Kevin.
Call of Duty is my Madden. As much as I hate it every year, and I feel like there's no changes, I still buy it.
I bought it. Listen,
play it.
I would have
Call of Duty. Yeah, I played Call of Duty. I beat all of them.
I would be with you on this one, man, but the last I got burned so bad last year. I purchased the new one that I don't even remember the name.
I have
3 hours logged. And I paid full price.
Damn.
On Steam, $60.
Oh yeah, that's because we didn't know about CD keys back then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, and then one last game that EA that kind of stood out to us was Battlefield 1, which everyone is raving over. We actually got to see 90 minutes of in-game, or 60 minutes, however long they had it, of in-game gameplay, and it looks like a lot of fun.
It looks awesome, and their trailer, I like that a lot of places are like, you know, rendered in-game, or like, you know, actual in-game footage. They let you know, like, yo, this is actually what you're gonna see, and obviously whatever they're running that fucking game on must be not the computer I have. But it looked fucking awesome.
It looked
so good.
Especially when that, what's that called? Is it a Zeppelin? No,
it's that was Zeppelin.
The Zeppelin was burning and then coming down on top of the town.
Well, then you see the town just get like demolished underneath it. Like the fact that there's so much like damage done to the environment and the buildings and everything is awesome. It was so cool. And like you said, they did a 32 versus 32 match with like a bunch of like celebrities and streamers and stuff. And it was a lot of fun to watch. It was really cool to see them just fucking annihilate each other and annihilate that poor fucking town. That poor town.
And Snoop Dogg annihilated a goddamn blunt in his mouth.
That was awesome. They were like asking him about his secret weapon. He's like, I can't tell you about it now, baby. He's like smoking a blunt and playing Battlefield. No, and who is going to be the one to tell him no? Come on.
Exactly. If you're watching on Twitch right now, and if you have any E3 questions for us, please let us know in the chat. We will get to you, and we'll get to you in between these sections. Please ask us. We'd love to answer your questions as well. So Doug will read them off as we go, and we'll try to create some back and forth. But next up, Bethesda. Okay, so before we move on to Bethesda, let's rate EA's conference real quick. 1 out of 5. We'll start with Kevin.
I would give them, because they didn't really focus too much on sports this time, I'd give them like a 2 out of 5.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5 as well. From what they've shown, there's nothing that really wowed us. It was everything that we already expected and knew about.
Yeah.
I think that they would have blown me away if they would have shown off, say, a bigger RPG title.
Star Wars anything?
Star Wars anything.
1313 finally.
1313. And then if they announced a remaster of Mass Effect, that would have blown me away. But kind of a weak showing
meh.
This year.
Yeah, just kind of a, you know, as I say, meh.
He gives it's it true. A meh out of 5.
I give it a meh out of 5, which is pretty much equal to a 2 out of 5. I will agree with that. So. Before we move on, we got 2 questions.
Okay.
Before we move on to Bethesda. Ed wants to know when we think of Legend of Zelda. We'll get there when we talk about Nintendo, but that's also going to probably get
quick
a
answer.
Meh.
Thumbs up.
Quick answer. It's going to be one of their biggest titles of the Wii U, and it's the only thing that's going to keep the Wii U alive.
Yeah, and I'm still just going to say a big old meh. Meh. Nice. And then Mike wants to know who's lining up with me to buy a Project Scorpio next year. We'll see. Who knows? I'll wait till next E3 to find out more about it, because they kind of gave away everything. Like, oh, it's got 1.9 teraflops or whatever, or, you know, whatever.
It's
and blah,
six,
blah,
it's
blah.
Six like ter- it's 6 teraflops. Come on, man.
It's what?
6 teraflops.
Whatever. I don't fucking know. And, you know, they're giving away all this stuff. And I feel like you do that a year and a half before you release it. Like, next E3, Sony's going to be like, we got our PlayStation 4K or whatever. Yo, 12 teraflops, bitches. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, unless they did it on purpose where they're like, oh, yeah, it's only going to be this. So, like, next year, Sony will be like, oh, here's our better system. And they're going to be like, no.
The other problem is why would you announce a console called the S version with an updated controller? Updated, it's 40% smaller. It does 4K video and 4K render, not rendering. It just outputs at 4K. It doesn't actually, you can't, it just scales to 4K. Let me just say it that way. Yeah. And then it has a 2 terabyte hard drive. Why would you buy this new Slim if there's a Scorpio coming out?
The only thing I can really think of
is the foot.
Price, it's
$299.
$299. It's the cheapest like 4K Blu-ray player.
Right, and so if you want to get a 4K Blu-ray player, it's a great way to get into it, and you have an Xbox system. But at the same time, it's just like, hey, also let's announce this new system that's going to be more powerful. Buy this first, though, please. Pretty please.
They say that everything's supposed to be like, you know, you buy one game and you're able to play it on like all their systems, whether it be the Xbox One, the Xbox One Slim, or this. So I think that they're expecting, like, I think this Project Scorpio is going to be stupid expensive. I'm expecting it to be like, okay, yo, we got the $299 for, that's just the base model. You know, if you want the 2 terabytes, that's going to be $599. If you want the Project Scorpio or whatever the name of it will be, you know, that one's going to be $799.
Oh, that'd be tough. I was thinking more like $599.
But it's $799, but like, what if they threw in the VR with it, right? Because it's supposed to be VR ready.
Yeah, that's
which true. Is their, what do they call that?
The Oculus.
the Halo lens? Or
no, they're
lens?
Not doing
HoloLens. HoloLens.
They will not throw that in. They will not throw that in there. When the dev kit right now costs $2,000 for the HoloLens, there's no way. They've already announced also that they're partnering with Oculus as their VR partner. So that's who you're going to expect to go with. And so $800 would be probably where it sits at if they do include VR. If they don't include VR, I'm going to say that they're going to launch it at what they launched originally, which was $599. So. But before that's all Microsoft. Let's get into Bethesda here real quick. Mm. Which had last year they fucking wowed everybody, and this year they just underwhelming, I think. They announced a remaster of Skyrim, and from the people who I've talked to, everyone would rather have a remaster of what's the one that came before it?
Oh, Oblivion?
Oblivion, yeah.
Oh, wait, are you thinking Oblivion or Morrowind? Because Morrowind is like...
No, Oblivion, right?
Okay, because I was going to say, that's like the fan favorite.
Either one of those I'd probably rather have than Skyrim. Because on Skyrim, all you have to do is install a couple mods, and you got the exact same looking remastered Skyrim.
Better looking, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, better looking. If you have the system, but... then, of course, there was... If you looked at the BIOS boot screen at the beginning of the show... there's actually something, I forgot the name. It was code. Oh, I forgot the name. Somebody can in the chat can let me know. But it's essentially it's soon to come. They didn't have a release date, but it was the next Wolfenstein. The New Order. Yeah,
so, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's the next Wolfenstein. It's a reference to it, and so they didn't say anything, but they just left a little egg in there, just a little Easter egg. So, Kev, you can look that up. It's everywhere. It's on all the blogs.
I know Bethesda opened up with Quake, too. They do a new Quake game.
No. On that list, on that boot list where it comes down.
Oh, okay.
It was on that list, and then it had date ET. It just said, you know, it just was blank. So you can look for that. And then, of course, they opened with Quake. Quake looks a lot of fun, fast. That was a fan favorite, but not the reaction that I thought I was going to see. Nobody went, like, super nuts over it.
Because, I mean, Quake is a generational thing.
And I thought that, okay, so this is the year of the arena shooter, but it doesn't look like people are gravitating towards it.
I don't know. Overwatch is doing really well for itself as far as arena shooters go.
Well, I wouldn't consider that an arena shooter. Arena shooter is, like, super fast-paced, really small maps, you know, fragging as to where... you know, kind of like where Doom was the first release that was supposed to bring back this arena shooter, Quake, and then of course what's his name with the Gears of War, Cliffy B has an arena shooter that he's working on as well, but it doesn't seem like a lot of excitement's being stirred up by it, which could change. Who knows? We'll see how COD does, and maybe people are sick of that and they go and buy Quake.
Yeah, I mean, it might happen.
Maybe. Then they had...
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
Inside joke there.
Try again.
So, I mean, yeah, it's... I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Really. I mean, really. Quake, once that comes out, it'll probably be a lot better than what Doom's doing. I haven't heard many good things about the Doom multiplayer, although the Doom story is amazing. But the multiplayer, I haven't really heard many people playing it.
It just took control of the multiplayer. They took control of it. There was a third-party company that was developing it, but id is now taking it over and making changes, so hopefully it gets better.
Ah.
So, Fallout 4 had some DLC announcements. Essentially, they're bringing their build a base to the console version of the game, which, you know... could bring me potentially back in. I was like, God damn it. Because that was what I wanted. I wanted to build an underground base, and like, I wanted it to be like, you know, fucking secure and fun, where I can make slaves and
what?
Get them to do
what
I want.
What?
Tell them to get on the power and make power by getting on a bike. Well, it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
And then a game that I just kind of meh about myself, Dishonored 2.
Yeah, they spent way too much time on Dishonored 2, but I guess that's their big franchise right now. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is.
It's their Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I never got into it. I know people who said that it's a really great game and really stealthy and everything, but it never interests me whatsoever.
I bought it. I got it like for super cheap a couple years ago for like the Xbox 360 or some shit, and I got like maybe an hour into the game, and like you still don't really have any of the powers yet that they talk about, and like it was like, you know, oh, you need to get over here, and like I couldn't, like, I don't know if the game just like wigged out, but I couldn't get where I was supposed to go, and I was just like, okay, I'm tired of dying, like, this is bullshit, I'm done, and I have not touched the game since. So,
and that essentially was Bethesda. There's not much comments that that we have on all this stuff because it was kind of bland and kind of boring for me at least. So I'm gonna rate this one a 1 out of 5.
Whoa.
A 1 out of 5.
Damn.
Yeah.
I won't say all that. I'd say 2 again.
Yeah. I'm meh. The only the best thing that came out of Sunday night was actually after Bethesda's stream. And that was getting to see some actual gameplay footage of Friday the 13th.
Which we are developers of.
Yeah, we are producers of this game.
We are producers. We're making it. We funded it, so... Hey, big geek.
But yeah, it looked fun. I wish we'd gotten to see more. And also, fuck the pre show host.
Oh my god.
Fuck them.
Doug is so mad about these people.
I was too, dude. They were fucking tool bags.
Dude,
and
I don't know why there was a guy with a tracksuit on. And
oh, apparently that's his thing. He streams, I guess, and he goes by Future Man Gaming, and he's from the future. For those listening, those were air quotes I just did. It's from the future, and he doesn't like, and he's like going back and playing all these retro video games. It's a bunch of fucking shit with his stupid fucking tracksuit and his stupid goddamn cyclop like sunglasses that he wears. And he's a piece of shit. I don't know who he is.
We found Doug's Guy Fieri.
He won the salt trophy at the TwitchCon 2015
for being the saltiest motherfucker.
I have no idea.
What the fuck is the salt that's all that makes me think of. Dude must have been salty.
Besides the fact that they looked like stupid fucking assholes and they were acting like stupid fucking assholes, they had a chance to like legitimately reveal a game, and they were treating it like fucking Tim and Eric. And they were just like they didn't ask any legitimate questions about the game. It just made it super awkward between the developers and those two guys.
Well, they're just trying to be funny. Like they're trying to be funny, and like there's a difference between like just being funny and being a good interviewer and trying to be funny. Because the people that try to be funny are never funny,
yeah.
Right?
And it's always awkward for everybody except for them because they think they're killing it.
And like that's apparent with this show.
Yeah, they just
perfect example.
They just threw like French fries all over the set, and then the developers came out and like the developers cleaned it up because they just sat there on their fucking asses. So like I don't know if anyone follows me on Twitter. I literally tweeted at Twitch and was like, I don't know who the fuck these guys are, but I have a podcast that is 1,000 times better. Hey Twitch, if you need 3 hosts who actually like video games and are good people and not fucking dicks
and ask legitimate questions about fucking world premiere gameplay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think Kevin would probably screw it up with some kind of butt joke, but that's just me.
Okay. If I had Sean S. Cunningham sitting on the couch next to
okay,
me.
Okay, let's do it. I'm Sean.
Hello, Mr. Cunningham.
Hey, what's going on?
So check this out. How much of the development have you been involved in this game since you are the creator of the Friday the 13th franchise? How much hands-on have you had with this?
Well, every day, everybody who's on this couch, you know, we're in the office every single day. This thing is our baby. We're, you know, we want to be there every step of the way. So we want to just be sure that it's all taken care of. So you can definitely say that I am, my hand is in every kettle.
So you're there on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't I be? I created this thing.
That's amazing. So what are you seeing about it that you like, and is there anything seeing about it that you would like to see improved over the time from development to release?
Man, I don't know. Do you just want to talk about something else?
Oh, shit, he's really good at this.
Yeah. Why can't you be this?
Twitch, there you go.
Kevin, why can't you be this good when we're actually talking to celebs on the fucking air?
On the air? Like, I have been with Lloyd. When we had like, Lloyd from Texas Frightmare.
You were all like, yeah, I mean, you know, I do my thing.
No, I was asking legitimate questions.
Just, you know, I like horror stuff. What about you?
And the thing is, I fucking love Sean S. Cunningham and Friday the 13th. So I would have a slew of questions for them.
Let's get him on the show. I'll email him.
But if you get Sean S. Cunningham on the show, I will fucking wear a goddamn bow tie. I will.
All right, we'll do it. Because you should say, hey, we saw you on this thing. We thought they did a shit job. We actually want to talk to you about the game.
Like, yeah,
that's what you need to email him.
Go ahead. I am all behind this. I'm 100% behind this. If you can get the developers from the Friday the 13th game, or even better, Sean S. Cunningham, to get an interview with us, I would be all fucking for it.
Okay. Done deal.
Sweet. Okay, so moving on to Microsoft. We've already talked about the Xbox One Slim, which is just the small version. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Just the chat. Sorry.
Okay, what happened in chat was TX Pixie Dust said, why couldn't you be that articulate when talking about dead bodies with news crews? That is in reference to, I got interviewed last week by Fox News because they found a dead body across the street from my house. And I said something fucking stupid because, once again, I was on the spot. And I said something like, I hope it's not a fatality or a murder. When obviously a dead body would be a fatality. But here I am because I'm a fucking idiot. And I said that. So joke away, you motherfucker.
You know what? Editing is a bitch. I was on the news in my early 20s around Christmas time, and they were
bitch,
like,
what'd you do?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
I was shopping at the mall, and they were like, and these people and the news crew was like, hey, can we talk to you about gifts for significant others and stuff? I go, sure. And then I had this whole thing I talked about, and then I was like, oh man, but you know what? Who knows what they're doing? We don't know what women want. I don't know what a woman wants.
And that's all they
fucking used.
They go for that shit. They go for like the most wackiest shit.
That's funny.
So we know about the editing, man. They probably just put two words together and made you say that.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was Fox. They fucking false flagged me. I thought it was NBC.
If it was Fox, you'd have been like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, I would have been like, Trump sucks.
You know that like local Fox stations don't necessarily have anything to do with like Fox News, right?
Kansas Fox, though? Come on.
Yeah.
That's a red state like a motherfucker.
Yeah, in that fucking town of Kansas City, am I right?
Try again.
Nah.
I don't think it falls. I don't think it works that well.
No, it definitely does. So, anyways, moving on. Microsoft. One of the first games we're talking about is Sea of Thieves.
Oh, wait, did we talk about... Yeah, we talked about the Xbox One Slim.
Sea of Thieves.
So now we're going to talk about Sea of Thieves.
Thanks. Thank you.
That looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a competitive game that I would want to play with you guys.
Well, and I think it's kind of like sandboxy also, because what they showed off last year was just a, like, they didn't show anyone playing it per se. Like, they're like, here's some footage of some, you know, and it was just like someone exploring an island, picking up like supplies and like materials. And they're like, you can build your own base on this island. You can do this and this and this. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck yeah. It's like Ark, but with pirates.
Right. And so someone was like, oh my God, you're leaving me behind.
Yeah. And so then what we saw during the Microsoft conference, was they got a bunch of streamers. They put them on three teams. They like just spawned on these islands. They were all hanging out. Some went straight for the ship. Some got drunk. Like, and then it was a fucking like just a ship battle with all these pirate ships, like just and like sinking ships. Like it, I'm fucking sold.
Yeah. It looks like a lot of fun. Dead Rising 4?
I thought that was cool.
It was a fun trailer for sure.
and they brought back Frank West. He's covered wars, you know.
I hope you get an upgraded camera in this one.
Yeah, right? He'll probably just use his cell phone. He was like hashtagging shit.
That was so funny.
Hashtag what? Frank's back.
Yeah, when he did that one picture and he did like
the selfie with him?
Like the big old cheesy smile. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why, but I was like, that is like some of the best CG I've seen. Because that looks like literally someone just being like just a big stupid face that people make. I don't know what, I was like, that's so real. Like, holy shit. That's a real person.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what? The thing is, Dead Rising may never have the best stories, but they're just fun to play and just fun games to beat the shit out of zombies with. I love putting cones on their heads and watching them bump into each other. You know, it's just it's just a fun sandbox game.
Yeah, and some of the weapons they showed were just ridiculous. And it takes place, it looks like, around the holidays, so it looks like it's going to be super, like, Christmassy with a bunch of Christmassy weapons.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Microsoft had it, like, snowing in the theater
I'm going to fucking shove a candy cane up a zombie's ass.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be able to.
And then we got State of Decay 2. I never played State of Decay 1, and you guys went nuts over this shit in the chat, so I don't know what's up.
It looked awesome.
It looked good. It just looked fun. It is a fun game to begin with, and it's one of those, like, you play as a survivor, you, like, find a place, you fortify it, and then, like, you can go out and find other survivors, and of course it's, like, all AI, and I think you can play up to 2 or 4 player co-op.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely 4 player in the new one, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of those, like, if you die, like, you just take over someone else in your group, so, like, you may not continue playing as the same person that you started as. And there's a chance that while you log off, like, while you stop playing, the world keeps going on around you. So, ooh, like, you may log back in and, like, half your team may be gone because they may have gone out on a food run and they may have all died.
Really?
And that is fucking crazy. It's intense, but also, like, super fun because it's, like, I mean, you're exploring abandoned house. It's kind of like what DayZ and all them do, but not on, like, the not even gonna say MMO, but just the on that multiplayer aspect. It's just... Mm-hmm. You, a couple survivors, and a fuck ton of zombies.
Yeah.
So, I feel like there were other games that were talked about during Microsoft, but I can't fucking remember anything.
Well, let's see, Halo Wars 2, right?
Yeah.
And that's an interesting one too, because the first one, I was telling you guys, it was kind of an underground hit where it didn't sell at first, and then after a while, it finally started, like, selling. People were looking for, like, used copies of it. The downside is the original company that did it went out of business because of that game.
So they decided, So let's just, like, hey, let's get another studio to do it. What do you think that studio is thinking? They're like, oh, God, no. Not us. Not us. Not now.
Maybe they're hoping they'll bank on the success of the first one after it was successful.
It was Ensemble Studios, and that was, like... And the thing it sucked for them... is they banked on, like, they made Age of Empires 1, 2, and 3, Age of Mythology. Like, they did some legit RTS games.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft purchased them. They did Halo Wars for them. And then Microsoft's like, all right, cool, you're done. Bye. And that was it. And they closed the studio down. They're from your hometown, too, Dallas, Texas. Not hometown, but you guys, by your place of business.
Keep going.
Living quarters.
Keep digging.
Ryan says there was ReCore, which I was not super impressed with that one. There's also Forza Horizon 3, which...
Now that shit.
That looked great, jam. But it's a driving game. I don't give a fly.
Oh, man, that looks like my jam. I'm into that. It's on PC, though, but I won't be buying it because it won't come to Steam.
Yeah, a lot of the games they showed off were all these Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusives, and it was just like Sea of Thieves. Like, I was like, fuck yes. Oh, it's not going to be on Steam?
Yeah.
So, there were some other games, but obviously nothing that really caught her. I guess there was some Final Fantasy 15 during that also.
I'm excited for that, and it's actually coming out in September, so that's really cool.
The problem was, like, the player that was showing it off sucked.
He did. He was like, he got to play the game before the demo because, like, he was playing it like a goddamn, like, noob.
Now there there was something that they, you know, the Microsoft Play Anywhere. That was a big part of their theme. So I know that you just mentioned it, but they are. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing that they're trying to do. So they're trying to unify PC and the Xbox. I can respect that. The thing that I need them to fix is this Windows store bullshit.
Yeah,
they really need to open it up. They need to fix the things that are wrong with it. I don't want another Windows Live, and that's what this is turning into. This should be tied into the Xbox app that you already have installed on Windows 10, not on a Windows Store program that's separate from that. Like, it should be all in the Xbox. If you're going to do it that way. And I'd be kind of fine with that, because then you have some integration with the Xbox at home and stuff like that. Now, I'm sure once you buy the game, it will talk with the Xbox, but I think it should at least use that. Like, what's the fucking point of putting an Xbox Store and an Xbox Live component on your Windows 10 and then have them work separately and stuff? I just have it in the Xbox Live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was cool about that also was the fact that, I mean, we've already seen other, like, I think, like, Sony and stuff, you can do this with, like, the Vita or whatever. But, you know, you can save your game and then continue playing on your laptop or whatever. Right. You know.
And that's cool.
So that was cool. And again, this also goes to the Project Scorpio and all that it's all supposed to work together. They're really kind of pushing that, like, kind of almost Apple thing where it's like, everything works together.
Yeah.
You stop doing here, and you can do it on your phone. You can do it on your watch. You can do it on your tablet. You can do it on your computer. You can do it on your console. You can do it
on the
your
desk.
Wife. Yeah,
I did it on my wife.
I did it on my wife.
I like it.
Another game was Gears 4.
Yep,
that was the thing. Now, what's really interesting is that they bleeped out. It did look really good, but they bleeped out the cursing in that. But then, like, Ubisoft came up later and was just like, fuck, 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 fuck,
yeah.
Fuck, fuck.
Aisha Tyler right up the back.
Like, fuck! Yeah, well, then they showed South Park, and South Park was just...
Oh, so good.
We'll get to that. All right, let's score Microsoft's press conference. We'll start with Doug this time.
I remember liking a lot of the stuff that I saw. Obviously, there were things that I didn't care about. Totally going to probably end up getting a Slim. I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm going to give that one like a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. I'm with you. I'd probably give it a 3 out of 5.
Actually, yeah, I'm actually with you guys on that. I was going to say 3 because
there was a lot of hardware stuff that they talked about, which is really fun, but there wasn't a lot of exclusives that are really exciting. There's no new IPs. Nothing wowed me.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing wowed me. I believe, and this is one of the things that we'll get to Sony, but I think there was just too many people on stage spending too much time blowing themselves over their product, which they're developers. They're supposed to do that, but...
Yeah, like Minecraft did that again. Like, what they did, they showed it last year. It was cool because they were showing off the HoloLens, and you were going to see a really fucking awesome way to look at Minecraft. Like, it was on a table, and they were looking down at it. That is fucking insane. But... Yeah, like they were up there for like 30 minutes talking about Minecraft, and it was so scripted and so bad, and it was just like, oh my god, get this fucking Kristen Shaw wannabe off the goddamn fucking stage.
it's more or less
it's Minecraft girl or whatever her name is.
Get out of the way and just let the game speak for themselves. Yeah. And we'll get to that because I was very impressed with another company that did that. Okay, so let's move on real quick to Ubisoft. They went on and I would say that they won the developer previews.
Absolutely.
So they showed off some really great games, starting one with Ghost Recon. It's not an MMO, it's not The Division, but it seems like they've taken what they've learned from What's that Ghost Recon, the one that came out for The Division?
Before Division? Like what, Future Soldier? I mean...
Not Future Soldier. The one that the one where Ryan and I were playing on a plane and where I'm like crawling. Huh?
That was Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six, yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Not Ghost Recon, sorry. It was another title. So it looks like they've taken everything that they've learned from their current projects, melted them into a pot, and then created this one.
Yeah, it looks fucking awesome, and I think it's up to 4-player co-op. It's an open world, like, and so it was so cool. Go watch if you can look up the gameplay trailer that they showed off. It's obviously clearly like scripted, but it shows four like friends playing this game, and like two like show up at this camp from one direction, two other friends come at it from another side of the camp, and just them like working together to take out all the bad guys and try to catch the dude, and then like,
and Ghost Recon is definitely known for that.
Awesome.
I had a lot of fun on my original, let's see, on my Xbox 360, and I believe they came out with the Xbox, the actual first Xbox is when Ghost Recon first came out, and that also had co-op, and so those were some of my funnest times. We were playing those games on those systems with some friends, and yeah, I'm definitely gonna buy this one too.
Absolutely. Like, I think like the four of us, mm-hmm. including Ryan down there. Ryan,
he's on his knees.
Hey. Hi. He's Whoa. On his knees.
Whoa. No, I mean he's on his Whoa. Butt. No, he's on his butt. Long. He's just sitting here like a puppy.
Oh. It's a game I think the four of us should get and totally look forward to playing. I think that comes out in February. Not fucking soon enough, man.
March 7th of 2017.
March?
Yeah.
Oh,
birthday gift.
Birthday gift. All right, and then everyone was really surprised with this one because they said they weren't making another game. And here they are, South Park.
They said they weren't making another game except when they announced it last year.
Yeah.
They said they weren't making another game until they saw that money come through.
They said they weren't making another game until they made another game.
Yeah. Because we saw a thing for it last year, didn't we? There was a trailer for Fractured Butthole last year.
Was there?
Yep.
Very small one?
Was it last E3 or was it like somewhere between?
I'm pretty sure it was last E3. If it wasn't last E3, then it may have been like Comic-Con, but it was definitely a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while, yeah.
This one continues the trend of it looking like a blast. Lots of fun, lots of humor, and
just burning DC and burning Marvel and just...
Oh, so many.
Oh my god, just... Yep, the chat says last E3, so smoke okay. it! Yeah, but it looks just as fun as the last one. I can't wait. It's South Park, and I think you said this in the chat. Maybe it's you, maybe it was Jer. I don't fucking remember. It was the best like TV show to video game like adaptation.
Oh
or whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah, I said that. Like, that was me.
You know what? Now that I think about it, it was me. And just now. It's 100% agree. It was like watching just like a 6 hour long episode of the movie, the last game,
yeah.
that you got to be a part of a little bit.
And then came Watch Dogs 2.
Park Dogs, Parkour Dogs.
Park.
Steep Watch Park South Ghost 2.
Dog
two.
Park. Dog Park. Watching the dogs at the park.
Two. Watch Dogs 2 came out, or not came out, but it was shown, and it looks fun, I guess. Parkour.
It did, I thought it looked fun. The being able to hack everything and the parkour aspect of, like, you know, I mean, that dude was just, he's like it's like fucking Ezio.
You can remote control full on cars.
Did you just hack the stream? Jer, what did you just do?
What do you mean?
You just pulled your phone out.
Oh, yeah, I was hacking the stream.
He's a hacker.
I feel like there were other games. What else did they talk about? Oh, For Honor.
Yes, For Honor looked pretty cool. We were talking about For Honor being kind of like Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, it looks like a game that's going to be a lot of fun for like...
Like for Vikings.
2 days.
And that dude, he was on there last year. I don't know if he was still talking about For Honor, but he comes out with like a cane and he's got this like, he definitely looks like he's been to a few too many Renfests in his day. Yeah. But he gets really into talking about it. He's like, and here we go, a Viking in a Viking world. You know, just like fucking way
near. Being a Viking. Viking shit up.
And then Steep. Which is an extreme sports down mountain fight fest. Beat your friends' times and get on a horse and ride.
Yeah, it's like switch from a snowboard to some skis. And then after that, go fly in a fucking, like, one of those, like, flying squirrel jackets.
And then of course, you've got a backpack full of fun.
It looked, okay, like, that's a game where you show off what your console can do, like as far as how it looks, because that game looked fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And like it looked, the GoPro like camera that you can mm-hmm. like watch your race in is insane.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the fuck you race with that thing on, because you can't see a goddamn thing. Just like
I could see.
And I was like, that's a game I want to play in VR.
I want to play that in VR. I would love to play with you guys while having some drinks in VR.
But I mean, yeah, it just looked beautiful. And one of my favorite things, I mean, in the trailer especially, it was just the fact that, like, you could, you know, well, what happens when you, like, hit stuff? Well, they want you to have the fun with that. I mean, I'm like, maybe not. Obviously, it's not like, what was that?
Fucking, well, if you hit a tree at 100 miles an hour, I mean, they just allow you to lay there until the ambulance comes and gets up the mountain. So it's in real time.
It's in real time. So, it's fucking
God damn
crazy.
It, I can't even skip it.
So you got to wait 45 minutes until they come up the mountain.
But you hear your character go like, oh, no. And then, like, the crunching of bones.
Oh, that's terrible.
The best thing is, like, you can watch your descent down the mountain and, like, you can replay it, and so you can like, and then move the camera and like save the clips, because they want you to be able to share your experiences and stuff. And like, that's really cool. But again, the fact that you can like change the cameras, you can go to another person that's nearby, from their point of view, you can slow-mo it, you can do all this crazy stuff to like, so if you do wipe out like the dude in the trailer, the man that like the paraglider, not the paraglider, the wingsuit guy that hit the fucking bell on the way down the mountain. You know, just, you can slow-mo that. No.
Boom. I can see YouTube. So YouTube being, it's going to be a new category to where it's just going to be like all these crashes from this game.
Hell yeah! I can't wait, and it looks so good. And like, that's what I want to know. Like, okay, so if you crash like in the middle of a race, like you're done, right?
Yeah.
like mm-hmm. nope. Sorry, you. I mean, you. No, that character you just were. They dead.
They dead.
they dead.
You got to go pick up his backpack and continue his life.
Okay, so, and then they announced some movies. Or one movie, right?
I was going to say, they just did Assassin's Creed, which no one gives a fuck about, so.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm Michael Fassbender. Look at my big penis.
A what?
Someone sounds super jelly.
That was
what
it said? Didn't you hear that? That's part of the trailer. Go watch the trailer right now.
Okay, someone sounds very jealous right now, yeah. Kev.
Do you hate someone's penis?
Yeah, it sounds like you're very
jealous. I hate
all
of the penises that are not mine.
Oh, that makes sense. They talked about that, but then they also talked about that they are working on a Watch Dogs movie.
Yeah. And so you'll be a hip-hop star with a hacker as a hacker.
Yeah.
It says starring 50 Cent.
What?
No.
Yes!
No, well, last I heard it was...
Get hacked or die trying.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Can actor die trying? Blood in the Sand 2, Hacker Edition.
God, don't fuck with me. I loved Blood on the Sand. I legitimately think that was a fucking fantastic game, and it needs a sequel.
Okay, let's rate Ubisoft. We're getting late here in the show. I will give Ubisoft a 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Damn it. I want to give 4 as well. God damn it.
I want to be different.
Okay. Kev, it's okay to agree. Yeah.
No, they did a good job. That's the point. They fucking sold you on what they were selling. My one complaint with their thing was the opening with the fucking people dancing around on stage.
Don't hate on that butterfly guitar.
Why did it exist?
Just Dance. Come on.
I'm still not even sure what it was for.
It was just for Just Dance.
Just Dance.
Just Dance 17.
Was it?
Yeah.
I missed that connection in its entirety.
All right, let's move on to Sony here.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 also, you piece of shit.
Who had a oh, sorry. Doug, I thought I heard you. Sorry. Sony, who had a terrible showing here at E3. Just kidding. Fuck, man. They pretty much just hit the play button and let the game speak for themselves, and fuck me, did they come out swinging with God of War.
Hold on, before they even hit play, they fucking had Bear McCreary there orchestrating a full-on, like, 50-piece orchestra.
True that. That
Bear
was some
McCreary
shit.
Bear McCreary is known for doing the theme songs for little known shows like The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Also, Defiance. Mm-hmm.
Psych.
Psych. Yeah. Mm. He's done a lot
of. That's not Psych. No, that's wrong. Sorry, not Psych. Shit, what music did he do? Oh, God damn it. It was something like that. It was like some comedy show.
Yeah.
Where it was like, why is it? Because the theme song is a...
Silicon Valley?
Did he?
No, I just wanted to add something in.
But he's fucking an amazing, very accomplished musician. And they had him there basically orchestrating most of the night.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. So, but they did a live orchestra to the God of War trailer. Or gameplay.
And everything, yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., fuck. The Walking Dead, Black Sails, Assassin's Creed Syndicate? That's crazy. Constantine, a fuck ton of other stuff. Eureka, that's the show I was thinking of, Eureka.
Ah, yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about God of War, though.
It looks amazing, and I'm glad they're taking it in a different direction.
That shit was like the entire crowd when they saw Kratos' face. Just fucking lost it. And at that point, it didn't matter what the fuck you showed after it. Everyone was like, fucking Sony wins. Fucking Sony wins.
That was insane. That was that was one of the best reveals. There were a bunch of great reveals for games, and that was...
God of War was nice, but I really liked... As far as their reveals that night, there was a lot of amazing reveals. But the game that I did not expect because... They never announced it until that time. Was Days Gone?
Days Gone is like Doug and I were sitting here watching it, and at first we were like, "Okay, so it's just a spiritual sequel to
Last of Us Two.
Last of Us
Two. That's what we all thought, yeah."
And we were like, "Okay, it's got to be like." And then all of a sudden, you see the world, fucking World War Z zombies.
Oh yeah!
And then they just start pouring like fucking water, and you're just like, "Oh." My God.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. I'm really hoping that, because the way it looks and the way it looks like the story is, like, from the very little we've seen, but, like, the trailer, I kind of hope they do go the Last of Us route where, like, it's more story-driven
than
and, like,
action.
This big environment, and, like, you come across that horde, like, of zombies, the horde of zombies, like, occasionally,
but
mostly it's going to be, like, you may come across, like, 20, but, yes, they are just coming at you. Like that, but yeah, like to have that had to have been like thousands. There had to have been thousands of fucking zombies then. There were so fucking many.
They rendered so many characters on screen. Like that's from a developmental standpoint, that was beautiful to see, and to see it how smooth it was too.
Yeah, and just how they were all like, I mean, reacting to the different things that, you know, like them tripping over each other and like being caught on fire. And like him shooting them down, and then like that slowing them down, and the obstacles that he threw in the way to slow them down was actually like affecting their behavior was fucking crazy.
It was great. Game fucking blew me away though.
I would love to see like a sequence where you're running away from them, and all you can do is run, and it lasts for like 30 minutes, and by the end you're just like, I am fucking exhausted. What the fuck? Like, you're mentally and emotionally, you have to put down the controller because you're just like, I can't fucking do this. Yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
I would kill myself.
But then at the end, if you made it, you're just like, oh fuck.
Yeah, and Jesus. If you die at any point in the middle of that, you have to start all the way back at the beginning.
So you're just like, when games do that. Fuck.
That's what was really interesting is that the zombies that they're running while there was that like just the flood of them aspect, just them like just pouring out of the doorways and stuff they would come out of. It still seemed like the hero was always just that, like, was just way faster than them. Like, here, oh, they're coming at me. I'm going to run 30 feet, turn around, and shoot at them again because they haven't quite caught up yet. But they look like they're just rushing at you. But then it was like, okay, I'm just going to run. Because he ran through like a crowd of them at the very end. Like it was no thing. Just like, okay, nope, don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I don't know how deadly they're going to be. There's a part of me that was hoping it wasn't going to be zombies. You know? Because when we first started watching, I was like, okay, so what happened? Why are we in this post-apocalyptic world? Please don't let it be zombies. And then it was. But it still looks awesome.
Still looks awesome. And then something else came that really was surprising. Something called Death Stranding. Which,
first off, we have to lead this into fucking Hideo Kojima making his first public appearance since leaving Konami.
That's true. Yeah, he came on and he was like, "I'm back," and so soon with some I didn't expect any kind of game reveal, and he gave us one that was so fucking strange, but so intriguing that I'm almost instantly on board. Starring Norman Reedus.
Of course. So they were able to retain him from the PT days.
Well, I mean, you know, they're best friends.
So funny. So we're watching this again. Jeremy and I watched this together last night. We're on Discord just talking while we're watching it on Twitch. And, you know, so we're like, okay, cool. Let's see what he's doing. And, like, you see his feet on the sand. And I went, Norman Reedus? And then, like, he stood up and I was like, motherfucker.
I saw the mullet. Why do you know his feet? That's weird.
No, I was just, like, joking because of who it was. Oh.
You're like, I know those toes from anywhere.
Mole. Oh, that man. Mole, I know it.
That Norman Reedus. Oh, yeah.
I'd eat some Chinese food off of those feet.
Oh God. No. But yeah, I was just joking, like, ha, 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 look, it's going to be Norman Reedus. And then, like, it was.
And he had a baby attached to him. It was just really fucking weird, but... In the end, I think it's going to be a really fun game.
Like people floating in the sky or something.
I think
humanoid figures for sure.
I mean, Doug and I won't get to experience it because we fucking said nope.
No, we'll stay the fuck away.
But I'm sure it's going to be great. an interesting title as well, a new IP called Detroit Become Human. This game fucking... If there was a game specifically made for Doug, it's fucking this one. He will stream the shit out of this one and make 18,000 choices. I saw the way that he plays that detective fucking Sherlock Holmes game, and he like looks at this goddamn tree of mystery, and you're like, well, I've got to find this little mystery here. Let me do those. I can definitely see Doug playing this one and having a good time with
it. But it showed him like investigating the crime scene. I was like, done. I'm in.
Yep.
I don't care about anything else. I'm in.
You guys know who this was made by, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This Quantic Dream.
That's really cool. Oh, what? Who?
They're the guys who did Heavy Rain. They've also done Beyond Two Souls. Like, they're the narrative. It's David Cage. They're very known for their narrative stories.
L.A. Noire?
No, not L.A. Noire. That was done by Rockstar Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Anyways, it looked awesome. It looked great. And then, yeah, seeing the end when it was like, here are like the 16 different possibilities of like the outcome of this based on what you find or what you do or what you say. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck me. Yes. Yes, please.
And then they showed off Horizon Zero Dawn, like extended gameplay of that one. And that looked like a lot of fun, although it did get delayed into 2017. So we're going to have to wait, but that's a buy for me. The Last Guardian. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Eh. Okay.
I don't know. I still have never really played Ico or Shadow of the Colossus. So it looks beautiful and it looks kind of sad, like bittersweet, but I don't know. I'm not completely hyped for it. And I'll believe it when I see it on the shelves just because that game's been pushed back since the PS3 days.
Yeah. I lost my shit on the next two reveals. Crash Bandicoot. Yes. God, I absolutely fucking... I almost flipped my chair in excitement. I was so happy. It's getting remastered. It's not the... You know, everyone was expecting Crash Bandicoot 4, but I don't give a fuck because the first three were so fucking good that I'm super happy that they're remastering it from the ground up. All new assets, everything, and fucking bring it on! I have so many memories of buying a PS1 based on fucking Crash Bandicoot standing outside of the offices of the Nintendo offices with his fucking horn and just trolling them. It was so much fun, and I was just like, fucking, they win me.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited about that. And then something blew me away that I did not see coming: the new Spider-Man game. When that popped up, Doug also called that. He goes, Spider-Man?
Yeah, and before he like hadn't even like said anything. I mean, I've said a couple of things, but it was like something like, oh, people don't know who I am. Spider-Man? Like,
yeah.
And they announced that it's coming from Insomniac Games. And when I saw that, I literally screamed in Doug's ear. I was like, and something like that along those lines. I loved the original open world Spider-Man games. I hope that it comes back to that. There's no movie tie-in. It's everything. It's in its own universe. And so I enjoyed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. MMA, and then I guess are we just going to move on to the kind of their bigger, not bigger announcements, but they did a whole segment on the VR.
They did. They also announced a shit ton of VR titles. Resident Evil 7. Now that was announced as well, but it also has VR support. And so when they announced that, Doug and I both said, thank you. We could not fucking look at I saw Doug putting his hand up over the monitor and like, tell me when it's over. Just tell me.
Cause I can see my entire screen, but it definitely looks like I'm not looking, but yeah, I was definitely like, I was like, I'm watching a screen of a screen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even watching the trailer. Cause like at this point they've pulled back to the audience view. And so I'm looking at what they're seeing, and I'm still like, I can't fucking do this. It's fucking like, oh, let's just walk around this fucking house. And then, because it looks like he's filming it with like a camera. I mean, I know he's not, but it had that like kind of grainy, looked like a one of those hot,
and he had a little, and he had a little light coming off of it, and it's just like, no.
And then the dude walks by the door, and it's like, at that point, get the fuck out of there. The phone told you to leave, whoever was on the phone, and then some dude, just a huge guy, just walks by the door, doesn't look at you. I'm like, no, time to go. But no, guy has to keep walking through the house because he's a fucking idiot.
Because he's a fucking white guy.
The fucking white guy, fucking stupid white man.
Stupid white man.
Yep. And then Battlefront VR.
Yeah, a mission.
Batman VR.
Apparently a whole new game.
Final Fantasy 15 with VR.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was interesting.
And then Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Was that?
That was Ubisoft. That was Ubisoft.
That was Ubisoft. Yeah.
But still VR.
But still VR.
Still VR.
That
we'll give it to Sony. Sony's.
Yeah. the Star Trek one was like, I get it, but like, you know, guys, sidebar, I'm not that big of a nerd.
There's a lot of Star Trek fans out there. We're sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, yeah, the Star Wars VR thing is like, you get to fly a fucking X-Wing and you're going to blow up the Death Star.
It's going to be legit as fuck. Go talk to your crew.
Yeah, but the other one's like, phasers to full.
Well, hold on. You know what? Before the show, I think I'm going to come up with a disclaimer that reads really fast. I go, Kevin and Jeremy's view. Do not line up.
Just Kevin and Jeremy, not Doug.
No. It's because the disclaimer is for us to separate ourselves from Doug. Our views do not reflect those of Doug's.
Yeah.
We apologize in advance for anything that is offensive.
It's Doug going, fucking nerd.
You nerd. You fucking nerd. No, but like, it did look fun if you have a group of four to play with. But like, it just, I almost feel bad for Star Trek people because I don't feel like they can make a good Star Trek game. I don't know what it is about Star Trek where they can't seem to get it fucking right. And I don't know, maybe because it's just a different sort of genre than like Star Wars or something, but like, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's give we'll wrap things up here with giving our scores on Sony.
Do 4.5 out of 5.
Kevin?
5 out of 5, easily. They stole the show.
I say 5 out of 5 as well. I think they had the best showing. I think it was the strongest lineup, and it got people most excited. And we won't even. And now that that's over, we'll just mention Nintendo had a showing of something.
Oh yeah, they did something today. Shit.
Yeah, they did something.
I think all they talked about was Zelda.
That's all they really had. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they did show off some Pokemon Zelda stuff too, but how different is that?
Next year is going to be the big three announcing all their new consoles, and being out October 2017. So get ready for that.
I give it a 5 out of 7. Perfect showing.
Yeah, Thomas, they definitely didn't have to announce a new console and they still won it. They acknowledged that the Neo exists, but they didn't even have to say a goddamn word. That's how strong their lineup was. So, and they kind of did announce a new console with VR. I mean, you're paying $400 for a fucking headset. So, all right. So that's our show. We will stick around in the comments just to take a couple questions. If you have any E3 related questions, please let us know. Other than that, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Don't forget to put the cat to sleep.
See you at Comic Palooza.
You should just let it play out. That'd have been a great ending. Way to ruin it, Jer. This is actually your fault this time.
Damn it, Jer.